Thor Tripp.
I like all those guys. I don't necessarily know if I love any of them.
Thor Tripp.
It's reminiscent of Bubba Watson.
Thor Tripp.
It's kind of a boring answer.
Yeah.
Thor Tripp.
But I'm certainly one of the bandwagon media members.
So Thor, were the balls, are the balls juiced for the media home run derby? That's, I guess, the pressing question everyone has on their mind, you know?
My wish for you.
You're a SportsCenter My Wish guy, too, I see.
Oh, I shed a tear just thinking about it.
Oh, it's so good. I'm starting to cry. I got tears brewing right now. We've brewed the tears.
And no, unfortunately, no juice baseballs for the media derby. I'd love to see the juice bat. But
yeah,
That's maybe I could try to track down my old college teammates, see if they have any of those Easton like bombers.
Oh yeah,
just, like 19-18 slugfest.
Isn't it funny? You look at those old College World Series scores. It's almost like was this a football game or was this a baseball game? It's crazy.
I look up like whenever we have like the College World Series coming up, we have like a preview show,
right?
And so I'm always looking for like, okay, who's in like AAA that's going to be around town that played in the series? And I'm like, oh, this pitcher was in the series. He's in AAA now. He must have been really good.
Right.
And I check it out, and it's like 2 1/3, 6 earned, 7 hits. I'm like, geez, nobody wants to hear from this guy. He got
bombed.
It's, but that's just everybody. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right.
It's,
I know.
Crazy.
I know. By the way, real quick, I mean, what do you come out on the balls in Major League Baseball? Like, are they, I mean, so, you know, I think it was Verlander that said, oh, they're juiced or something. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I think that certainly when you purchase a company, mean, I'll say this, that the seams of on a baseball make a huge difference,
mm-hmm.
Not just in the flight of the path of the ball, but in terms of what a pitcher can do with using the seams for breaking stuff and two-seam fastballs. I mean, like if you have the seams, like when we were in college, you know, I just was throwing the ball around with my dad yesterday. They were in town, and we were playing catch with like an old college baseball. It had like our old conference logo on it and stuff. And I'm sure I jacked it from my school.
Yeah, attaboy.
And but it's like an old game ball, and I'm looking at the game balls they use now, like the minors and stuff, and I'm like, there are no seams. I mean, you can't rip off a breaking ball in any of the same capacity with these new baseballs as you could with those. So
interesting.
I think it's a huge difference, not just in the flight path, but it's just in the movement of the off speed for the pitchers. I mean, these guys can drop the hammer with no seams. Imagine if they had more seams on the baseball, they'd be able to just rip it.
So right.
That's a huge thing. I don't think that they're necessarily juiced, but they're certainly doing everything that they can to ensure that the flight path of the baseball can be maximized for distance.
There's no doubt about it. Thor Tripp, KTV Sports. I mean, I can't believe Big Ten Media Days are next week. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild to me. So the players that they announced yesterday that Adrian Martinez, Khalil Davis, and Muhammad Berry will go. I think those two, I thought for sure Mo Berry and Martinez would go. Wasn't sure on the third guy, but which guy are you maybe most interested in kind of picking their brain?
I mean, I think honestly, in terms of the actual sound bites, I mean, Muhammad Berry is a machine. I mean, dude just cranks out great sound, great reaction, very candid, but also very honest.
Right.
And I always believe that he believes what he's saying. It's not just lip service when he says, I want to win a Big Ten championship this year. Like, that's lip service from a lot of guys a lot of the time. But from him, it's not. And you see him putting in the work. You know, you see all the media, all the social media videos and all that stuff. And then you see him in person and, you know, dude is laying it down. So he's a great guy to talk to 100% of the time. I think Adrian Martinez, that, you know, when you look at the rest of the list of other guys who are showing up, I guess I considered Adrian Martinez a given.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily the case for the other schools and who they're bringing. So I'm glad that Scott Frost embraced it and is just like, look, this guy's a sophomore, but he's our guy. I mean,
yep.
He's essentially the face of the program in terms of the players, and he's the guy that most people want to see and hear from. And he's got an interesting story. And it's a story that when everybody asks about, like, you know, his family history and having to overcome adversity, like, he's comfortable with talking about it, but he also has learned from it and become such a well-spoken guy that I think it adds to his credibility as a player as well, because you think of, you naturally see that and listen to him and hear him, and then you're like, okay, if this kid is as composed as he is now with us, he must be the same way in the huddle, because it's certainly the way he plays. So I think that adds to his credibility. And then, you know, after that, I mean, I think you could debate that maybe you'd like to see J.D. Spielman in there, but obviously he's not a talker.
Right.
You know, he didn't
right.
talk at all last year. And it just, you know, it's just not his thing, and that's fine. I'm a little surprised that they didn't. I'd be shocked if they didn't ask him about it, but I'm not surprised he isn't coming. After those first two guys, honestly, it's kind of, there's a lot of options, and they're very similar. And I think, you know, Khalil's you talk about, like, the Davis twins. They always seem like they speak by them, you know, in groups. So getting him by himself is always a little bit difficult to do. So I think that could lend itself to some good content. And you know, that position group being as deep as it is going into this year, I think is going to be a really, you know, it's going to bring up a lot of questions that maybe you wouldn't have in other position rooms.
It's, don't you think, Thor Trips, my guest, it's such a weird situation in the sense that Nebraska's been the team that's kind of been the consensus pick to win the West in all these preseason prognostications. They've kind of been the team, yet they haven't accomplished anything. I mean, they're back-to-back 4-8 seasons. It's kind of a weird, I think Frost wants to play the, hey, chip on the shoulder, no one believes in us, but it's almost like you can't really play that when it's like, well, everyone's kind of picking you.
I know, it's really kind of strange. It's almost like a snowball effect, though. It's like they got picked early to do really well.
Yeah.
And then since then, everyone else is coming out. Not that they're following suit necessarily, but it's easy when you hear something and you've seen something already to lend yourself to think, well, maybe there's something to that inkling I have. So, I mean, my thought is, I mean, they finished the season really well. Everybody, I think, would agree they played well at the right end of the season, and they still went 4-2.
Yep.
So some of these predictions that are saying 10-2 and I've seen 11-1. Just to me is unfair. Not that I don't think if things break the right way for this team, I absolutely think they could get there. But I think it's hard to give a team the benefit of the doubt on paper going in when they are coming off a 4-win season. So and you're losing, you know, your best two players off of last year's team. So I think that is, you know, a little bit wild, but there's just so much uncertainty with the rest of the division that I think they're, you know, with all that uncertainty, you say, okay, what's the most important position on the field? Quarterback. Mm-hmm. Who has the best quarterback mm-hmm. in this division? Adrian Martinez. Okay. And you also lend yourself to thinking, look what Scott Frost did in terms of his turnaround in the past. If he can do the same thing now, then you look like a genius picking these guys to be 10-2 when they actually, end up that way. So, I think it's always interesting to start the conversation with those things, but I also think realistically it's not fair to expect a 10-2 season to win a regular season like that.
That's kind of where I'm at, Thor Tripp. I realize that when you guys head to Chicago, you're going to be immersed in Nebraska coverage, but is there a team or a coach outside of Nebraska that you are interested in with their situation maybe heading into this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's always interested in Harbaugh, and it seems like he catches a lot of flack everywhere he goes, and he wins, but he hasn't won to the level that Michigan wants them to win right now. So I think that will be a really interesting storyline to follow. And then I also think, you know, Wisconsin, with Hornibrook leaving, I think that's really intriguing to me, too, that he's gone, and it's almost like, okay, what's behind that? What's going on there? Is it wanting to bring in this true freshman kid who played well in the All-American game? Is it, you know, how do you kind of, you know, navigate those waters? And within the division, obviously, that's always a team that you have to kind of feel like you knock off. And then, you know, Northwestern, you know, Coach Fitzgerald is always a blast to talk to, regardless. Really respectful guy. And it's not just, you know, when all the cameras are on him. I've talked to him one-on-one on the side. He's the same guy. He's super laid back and willing to talk about, you know, off the beaten path stuff that maybe not everybody wants to ask about. So he's always an easy guy to talk to. And with the season they had last year, you're kind of looking at something similar maybe for Nebraska this year in terms of kind of coming out of nowhere to potentially win a division. So that'll be really interesting, I think, to hear from those guys.
Hey, by the way, you know, before I brought you on, I was talking about Creighton, and they got practice started yesterday before they head to Australia. I realize that, you know, you probably aren't going to necessarily have a whole bunch of, like, you know, in-depth highlights to show for what's happening with when Nebraska goes to Italy and Creighton goes to Australia. But, like, what are you – I'd imagine that – I mean, for Nebraska, there's a thousand things that are interesting just because they got, like, a brand-new team. But for Creighton and this situation for them with this preseason preseason opportunity there with Australia, what's maybe something that's kind of got your attention or is interesting to you?
Well, I'd like to see if they're going to sign Sam Froehlich as a free agent while they're out there. Maybe if he would have just waited until, you know, he could have played there and been home, got the free trip and all that. But
I know.
No, I think you know, you mentioned Zegarowski. I talked to him last week about the hip and everything. And he was, you know, the other guys were scrimmaging with a recruit in. And he was off to the side on his own still doing drills and stuff and rehabbing. And he said that he's about 90% right now. He said he doesn't know if Coach Mack is going to bring him on the trip to Australia or not, just because it's not necessarily something you need. And you know, Coach Mack's obviously told him, we need you in November, December, not in August. So that's an interesting thing, is if he's not there, it could be really neat to kind of see how they put lineups together and what they look to do with the guys they have, kind of bringing in new pieces and stuff. But you know, obviously he's a huge part of this team. So I think just some of the new guys, bringing them in. I'd love to see what Sharif Mitchell can do defensively.
I'm excited.
That's kind of his mentality going in, is like, I want to be a shutdown guy. And the thing is, you know, you think about a guy like Tyree Thomas in high school, I would never have thought he was going to be an NBA draft pick. That was a no-brainer after his junior year. I would never have thought that. He was a great player, but he wasn't a scorer in high school in terms of being a pure scorer. He was a great athlete, but he kind of molded himself into being a great scorer later. And now you look at Mitchell. Sharif Mitchell was a scorer in high school, and he's kind of molded himself into a great defensive player. So if he can put that together, you know, he doesn't have the height and length that Kyrie Thomas did, but he could be a huge surprise for this team this year with his energy coming off in limited minutes and whatever it is. If he can figure it out defensively in terms of their scheme and all that, he could be a guy that a lot of people are really rooting for, being a hometown kid.
Yeah, and I mean, there's an abundance of scoring and shot making. What Creighton needs is, you know, some energy, defensive, tough guys, and maybe Sharif could find a little niche for himself if he's really good in that department.
And he's embraced that. Like, he wants to be a shutdown guy, which is really cool as a freshman to hear him in, you know, summer off-season workouts. He's like, man, I want to be a lockdown defender. And I was like, what? Like,
yeah, who says that?
25 a game in high school. You want to be a lockdown defender? I was like, that's cool. But, yeah, that'll be really fun to watch. And then, obviously, like, you know, some of the other new pieces, it'll be interesting. And health-wise, with Epperson and Bishop down low, you're a little bit thin, so you'll have to develop, you know, your new guys to be able to play a little bit there as well. But yeah, man, it's gonna be an interesting season for them. I think a lot of potential, a lot of promise this year. And in the past, when we've seen that, it seems like injuries have derailed that a little bit. So I'm hoping that this group can stay together, stay healthy, and really finally show, you know, toward the end of the season what Coach Mack has been building over the last 4 or 5 years.
Door trip, KETV Sports Store. Awesome stuff as always, man. Safe travels to Chicago next week.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. We'll see you later.
You got it. Door trip, KETV Sports. They're going to have all the moving and shaking for Big Ten Media Days next week in Chicago. Of course, Gary and Damon will be there as well doing their thing. Can't believe it is already almost here. All right. For the rest of the show, wide open. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. 402-951-1620. Game time.